you guys. So I just wanted to reach out to you guys because I feel a lot better. And it could be that I'm giving time to myself instead of kind of fighting it when it comes to wanting to sleep a lot earlier. You know, your sleep schedule. Just getting that time to yourself, right? These are kind of baby steps. But we have gone through this energy numerous times, but I think that we kind of got off and not forgot, but left it to the side, and thinking that we were not gonna run into this again. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, I already did it, so it's not gonna come back. But it's like a bunch of weeds that are coming up. And when it comes, and we have to understand that, right, is that the darkness, right, will always want to rise up and be able to take you for a spin. And I think that's what happened, right? So one of the things is that you probably were so focused on what is coming to your existence. You're kind of assuming, you're kind of wanting to know, and that's all good because that's what we wanted, right? But it does kind of bring us out of our attention to ourselves and attention to the present moment, right? And so that is one, that is something that I wanted to bring that awareness to you, that when you feel like this is kind of going back to 101, right? Spirituality 101. Bringing that love back to you. Bringing that attention back to you. That's kind of the only way that we would be able to kind of rise up from these savaged energies that, you know, I guess we have to go back to our roots and, you know, acknowledge the wisdom that we have gained. You really have to remember that this is your journey and you're not stopping it for anybody, and to really live to your fullest potential in regards to nothing is stopping you, especially when you have worked on yourself for a while and have dedicated to working on yourself to be able to really get to enjoy this next chapter of your life. And this could really honestly be the until you are no longer here on earth, right? So you really have to see it that way. So, and I think, and I know that we at times forget because we get caught up in these energies, and just remember that you're already at this time, you already know your frequency, you already know, I think, is kind of going back to square one to really get in tune to yourself and be not being able to get distorted through these energies. And I think that's what was happening with me, that I was feeling this type of emotion. I know that there's something that is happening, but one wise person told me is like, you already planted the seeds when it comes to your twin flame. You planted it. Okay, now let God do what he has to do in regards to watering it and everything. So that is something that I wanted to share with you, and it was 420. Thank you so much.